Grace, mercy, and grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for this Easter morning comes from our gospel reading of Mark. And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Thus far the text. Tombs are supposed to be sealed and shut. They're supposed to house forever the bodies of all those placed inside. The women knew this. Of course they knew this. It's one of those things that everyone knows. There's no mystery in this, no questioning it. Tombs and graves are shut because the one who's inside is dead and not coming out. The Marys in our text for today are worried about this as they approach Jesus' tomb. Who will roll away that giant stone so that they can anoint his dead body? They go expecting a sealed tomb with a body inside. Anything else would be ridiculous. Tombs stay sealed. Coffins stay buried. Urns stay shut. That's the way of it. That's the way of things. That's the way of death. And this, oddly enough, can give a sense of peace. Even though death is an enemy, even though the thought of death is scary and terrifying, knowing that when you go to visit your loved one at the cemetery, that their body will be there, gives a sense of comfort and reprieve. There you can grieve and mourn in peace. There you can remember them, maybe even shed a tear or two. But that's all part of the healing process, we say. And perhaps it is. Who am I to say any different? Death is funny in that way. This ultimate and final enemy of ours attempts to play a dastardly trick upon us. It hopes to bring a sense of comfort to us. But death doesn't offer comfort. It can't. Death is the result of sin, and sin only brings pain and suffering and sorrow. Why do we attempt to comfort ourselves with death? At least he doesn't hurt anymore. She lived a full and happy life. Thank goodness they went quickly. All of that might be true, but death still won. Death still killed. Death still stole them away. Oh, death, how sinister you are to mislead us in this way. And the women, they're astonished at that open and empty tomb. Even at the sight of those angels standing before them, that couldn't bring them any comfort. The body of their Lord was supposed to be there, and now it isn't. The closure that they sought to find has been taken away from them. Even the words that are said to them doesn't make any sense. Don't be alarmed. Don't be alarmed. How could they not be alarmed? Everything that they thought they knew about death has now changed forever. And they found comfort in death. Goodness, we find comfort in death. But that comfort is nothing more than a satanic lie from the devil told to lead us away from our Lord. We should find no comfort in death or anything that death brings. It's a deadly enemy and should always be seen as such. Whatever comfort these women sought to find at the tomb was earthly comfort. The type that our sinful flesh dreams up in order to skirt around the realities and truth of sin and death. It's a fleeting comfort at best, merely temporary. And you all know this to be true. I don't have to tell you. Does the pain of the death of your closest friend or parent or sibling, or spouse, or child, ever leave you? Is there anything that you can do to get rid of that, to make it all just go away? That isn't to say that the temporal things that we do aren't good. We should go and visit grave sites. We should remember the day in which they die. We should place flowers on their grave. Do these things, for in so doing, we are mourning and mourning is the correct thing to do when faced with death. For death is no friend of ours, no matter what it tells us. If these women would have found what they were looking for that morning, we would not be here today. What would be the point? If Jesus was still wrapped in burial cloths, laying lifeless in the tomb, why would we come here and celebrate? In fact, why would we ever come here at all? This whole Christianity thing would just be a joke, a complete and utter sham. My preaching would be pointless and worthless, and all of our faith would be in vain. If Christ is still dead, if his body is now rotted away and turned to dust, then everything that he ever spoke and promised and accomplished is moot. It's rubbish. It's complete and utter garbage. And we above all else, would be pitied because we believe this lie. If that tomb is not empty, then our sins are still upon us. For if Christ didn't conquer death, then he didn't conquer sin either. And if he didn't conquer sin, then we're still dead in our trespasses, just waiting for the days that our body actually recognizes the reality of what our souls have known all along. If Christ is not risen from the dead, then go home. Do something better with your Sunday morning than come here to church and hear about these lies. Find comfort in all the other things that you can find comfort in, because that's all we've got. But if the tomb is empty, if the words of those angels are true, you see Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified, he's risen. He's not here. See the place where they lay him. At these words, the minds of the women spin. So do ours. Because death is supposed to be final. It's supposed to win the day. The grave is supposed to be the only thing that's sure in this life. But now they hear that it isn't. Everything that they thought that they knew, everything that sin and death and the devil had been whispering into their ears since the very day that they were born, has now been shown to be false and lies. All of the comfort that they hope to find in those things, whether we actually realize it or not, it's all false. We find no comfort in death. The only true comfort that there can ever be is the comfort found in the resurrected Christ. And I know that still sounds like a difficult thing to grasp. It makes no sense. No amount of rational thinking or logical deducing can actually bring us to this conclusion. For we're still marred and tainted with this sinful flesh of ours, and sin, well, we can only find comfort in sin. And sin can only find comfort in itself. That's why the women leave the tomb that morning. They're afraid still of the things that they've seen and they've heard. Their eyes had seen something that they never should have seen, and their ears heard something that they never should have heard. I would be scared too. Goodness, I still am a little bit scared this Easter morning. But Jesus isn't in the tomb. Jesus isn't dead. He is alive, risen from the grave, and not just that godly part of him either, but risen in the flesh, your flesh and my flesh, human flesh, our flesh. Body and soul, Jesus has burst forth from the grave. Death could not kill this Lord of life. Satan could not defeat this God of all creation. Sin could not shackle this Savior of the world. None of these enemies could win the day. None of them could claim victory over Jesus. And while we celebrate all of that this Easter morning, our joy doesn't end there, and neither does our comfort. For what good is it to us that Jesus is risen from the dead if that doesn't have any meaning for us? If that doesn't say anything to us, or to our sin, or to our death? If his resurrection was only for him, then we're still left to rot away in the grave and die forever. And so our true Easter joy is that the resurrection doesn't just end with Jesus, but it's ours as well. He is risen from the dead, which means you shall too. He is risen from the dead, which means all that have fallen asleep in him are now raised with him in eternity. He is risen from the dead, which means that death is dead. It's an enemy that has been defeated, an adversary that has been vanquished. It's a foe that has been slain, all sin too, all sin gone, atoned for, removed as far as the east is from the west. His blood washed it all away. His blood poured out on you in the waters of baptism has washed yours away too. His risen body given here for you to eat, his risen blood poured out for you to drink, is your assurance that you are forgiven, that death cannot kill you, that Satan can't defeat you, that the grave can't keep you forever. And so we don't fear death anymore, even though we do. And we don't try to find lasting comfort in the temporal things as we visit the graves of our loved ones, although we will. But none of that matters. It doesn't matter if we can't comprehend the resurrection. The women didn't. And it doesn't matter if you don't always feel comforted by the resurrection. The women didn't. And it doesn't matter if we aren't strong enough to leave here today still not scared. The women left the tomb scared. Because Jesus is risen. He's risen from the dead. And all of those things, all of our doubts and worries and fear, it's conquered by him. And the victory is given to you. Even if you can't logically understand or fully feel the comfort of the resurrection, maybe, perhaps, we'll exit through these doors. Maybe we will be fully confident of Easter's promise of the resurrection, both Christ's and ours. And maybe we'll still doubt. And maybe some of us will still be scared of death and the grave. All of that's okay. Jesus Christ is still risen. Risen from the dead. And that means he has victory over death. And he's given it to you. End of story. He's risen. In the name of Jesus.